Ah, Portugal. There's so much to do, but so little I feel like I have to do when we are here. Talk about a foreign feeling. When we are back from vacation, let's make sure we are still on track with our investment plans. You know, just in case we want to retire here.
With Vanguard Advice, no matter what your retirement goals are, we can help you get there. That's the value of ownership. Visit Vanguard.com and explore Vanguard Advice. All investing is subject to risk. Fund shareholders own the funds that own Vanguard. Services are provided by Vanguard Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Sam from the Mask and Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Kolov, the Devil's Nightmare. Right here in studio with me today from Village Chapel, all the way from Kannapolis, North Carolina, Pastor Ken. Welcome to the Q&A with Kolov.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. And I guess I could officially say a fellow Northerner, right?
That's right. I hear you're from Minnesota.
Yeah, I am. Siberia, Minnesota. Yeah. That's ha, ha, ha.
I think it's a lot colder than Syracuse, but...
You think it's colder in Syracuse than Minnesota?
I don't know. I mean, you have more cold, but we have more snow, I think. 9 feet average for the October to, like, May.
Still presently, 9 foot average.
Average, 9 to 10 feet. Can you believe that?
I feel like as a kid growing up, like, we had that in, like, overnight, Ken.
Maybe you probably did. Maybe you got me beat on the snow. Or are you snowing me here? What's going on?
Or maybe a little of both here. Maybe a little of both. But I do remember, for real, I do remember, and I vividly remember, within a 24 or 36-hour period, I mean, we would have two-foot, sometimes 30 inches of snow and one snowfall. So we were probably pretty competitive with you. And it was cold, dude. It was like with the wind chill in Minnesota, man, there were some minus 30, 40 below 0 days. Does it get that cold in Syracuse?
Only once in a while. That's a rare moment.
Okay. So maybe more snow for you, more cold for I went to school, Moorhead, Minnesota, right up on the Fargo, North Dakota border. And those Canadian winds in the wintertime would fly across the countryside there. If you've never been to North Dakota, it's not real hilly. So those winds just whip down and whew, you want to talk about some cold days going to class in Moorhead State University.
America? I mean, is that
it is? It's right up near the Russian border.
That's right.
Yeah. Actually, people ask me all the time, and I know Ken, you weren't an avid wrestling fan or follower, but my first partner, Ivan Kolov, the Russian Bear, and they're like, "Was he really from Russia?" And I'm like, "Well, he was closer than I was, Vancouver, Canada."
Yeah, so that's right.
Much closer to Russia than the Russian Nightmare. But so Syracuse, New York, born and raised in New York.
That's right.
Spent most of your life there till you finally saw the light and came to the wonderful South.
That's right, to North Carolina. My wife and I have thought about it for many years. We've been married 40 years, and we said, you know what? If we get to that point where we go, you know, maybe there's a retirement in the picture, let's do it in the South. You know, where it's nicer and warmer.
See, you just showed a real sign of wisdom right there, Ken.
Yes.
I'm thinking, my mom, rest her soul, she lived to be 93, and I can't tell you how many times I go up to visit her and she complained about the snow or the cold. I'm like, well, you know, Mom, you have the liberty to move. Where am I going to move to? I'm going, well, North Carolina is a pretty nice state. You know,
Yeah, right.
Your
right.
son happens to live there.
That's right. Know?
But she did her whole entire life. She would complain about it. And I'm like, well, you, mom, you choose to live here. So you have no room to complain about how cold or how much snow there is.
That's right.
So I know it was your grandchildren, as I've gotten to know you and some of your story, it's your grandchildren that was the part of the biggest inspiration, you moving from north to south, yeah?
That's right, yeah. We have four children and five grandchildren now, and when they started to gravitate toward North Carolina, in fact, this area near Kannapolis, we said it's time, and that was in 2020, at the real height of 2020 pandemic, we said it's time to move, and we stepped out in faith and took that plunge in a sense. And
40 years of, congratulations, by the way, I'm 40 years of marriage. That's a milestone in
my wife's itself. A saint, so that helps.
Well, there you go. The saint and the sinner, is that what I'm hearing here?
You nailed it.
What's her name?
Lisa.
Lisa,
she's bride. Actually a Southern Belle. She's from Virginia, but you know.
Okay. So meet in college?
No. She's from the D.C. area, so maybe people don't think of that as South, but it is below the Mason-Dixon line.
Technically.
Yeah. Okay. After she became a Christian and she moved to our area to live with her sister and then started attending the same church I did. So we met in a Bible study there.
Wow. So, okay.
Yep. College Career Bible Study.
Wow. Very cool. Okay. And all these years, here you are all these years later. So, well, that's amazing. And I know you came to the South to quote unquote retire from ministry. People will have to go and listen to the Man Up Show. I did an interview with you and Pastor Jeff James and gave the full story, but how you thought you were going to retire, but God had a different plan.
Kid. Yeah, that's right. The last church ministry, we planted a church and then we merged with another church. And that was about a four-year process, that merger. It actually moved me to write a book about it, the miracle merger. And I think after all of that, I was kind of ready for a break. And God gave me that 3 months off. And then the first church we attended,
we need to go. Home church where we can go be fed.
Yes, and minister and not be the lead, you know. And right. That was in Kannapolis, and God opened the door, and that's where...
Village Chapel.
Let us together. Yes.
What's your website?
MyVillageChapel.com.
MyVillageChapel.com. And you have a book. I think I knew that, but maybe at least I'm drawing a blank right now. But
The Miracle Merger.
The Miracle Merger.
It's the story how two totally different churches combine and live to tell about it. That's the subtitle.
So I like where can people find it? Amazon?
Amazon, yes.
Okay. The Miracle, say it again.
The Miracle Merger.
The Miracle Merger.
Yes, and you can find it on Amazon.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
So if you're needing to merge a church,